Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am freaking out. So damn excited because I am bringing on one of my incredible, incredible, incredible clients, Nora, today, who graduated my Root and Rewire membership feeling so free with food, and she conquered binge eating. You're going to hear in this episode why she is so special. But Nora was somebody who tried on her own to stop binge eating for 20 years. She tried different programs, but always found that it was still rigid. It was still diet focused. It was still focused on weighing yourself and tracking your food. And it wasn't about ending binge eating. It wasn't about enjoying the process or feeling satisfied. And she mentioned that the difference between my program was really rewiring her brain, having actionable tools to stop her binge eating, and of course, the community of other people that got her. She shared with me in the episode, which you're going to hear, that she has an amazing group of friends that love her. She has an amazing family, but she needed people who thought the same thoughts as her when it came to binge eating. She needed people who understood her when it came to her relationship with food and binge eating. And the community inside of the Root and Rewire membership is truly next level. Like, it is so special. We have people from all over the world. I'm talking Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We have clients in Montreal, Virginia, Denver, Colorado. We have clients in the UK, New York, Minnesota, Phoenix, Alberta, Texas, Edmonton. Literally, like, the list goes on and on and on. And what is so special about this community is, of course, everyone gets you. But Nora mentioned that she would have people cheering her on like super early in the morning when she really needed it, because there's people in Europe that were responding to her. And even people, you know, late at night who are in a different part of the world, like, she just felt so seen, so supported. And the biggest thing for her was the self-belief, believing that she can conquer binge eating. That is something that we really worked on, especially in the Q&A sessions that we have inside of the membership. And really, like, just forgiving her past, forgiving herself for spending 20 years at war with herself, and just committing to no longer being mean to herself, committing to ending binge eating. And she's just so amazing. She actually messaged me because she knows that I tend to do a little intro before sharing the podcast episode. And she just wanted to share with you guys all that actually 4 weeks prior to starting her journey with me inside of the Root and Rewire membership, she actually had a health scare, like a really, really big health scare. She had an abnormal biopsy, and she actually needed to go on medication that made her gain 20 pounds. And despite, you know, this weight gain before coming into the membership, she was still able to heal from binge eating. So no matter if you have a health scare going on, no matter where you're coming from, no matter how long you've struggled with binge eating for, like, it literally does not matter, because Nora is proof that by taking action, putting in the work, leaning into the community, learning specific tools to rewire your brain out of these habitual cycles, you can absolutely conquer binge eating for good. I literally cannot wait for you to listen to this episode. Nora is amazing. The whole community freaking adored her. Nora is somebody that I'm not surprised conquered binge eating, because she, from the very beginning, came into the membership. And like I said, she showed up. She asked the questions. She leaned into the community. She put in the work. Every single time on a Q&A, when she would ask me a question and I would give her feedback, she would go and implement. This is what it takes, you guys. This is what it takes. Yes, learning the tools is important, but taking action, plugging into the community, the right community, not just any community where people are talking about diets and all these things, like the right community of people who get you when it comes to binge eating, that will transform your relationship far faster than you can even imagine. So without further ado, let's go ahead and just dive on in, celebrating Nora, who fully conquered binge eating after being inside of the Root and Rewire membership after 6 months.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yay! How are you?
Good. How are you?
I love your new haircut.
Thank you. I love it too.
You must feel like there's so much weight off of you.
Oh my gosh. I had way too much hair. And I'm like, especially with like the summer coming up, I'm like, it's a nice little change up, you know? It'll be nice.
You have amazing hair.
I do a lot. It's so funny. I always joke around when I used to, like, when I was younger, I would go to the salon and get my hair thinned out. And my mom used to be like, "You're going to regret it one day. Like, you shouldn't be thinning your hair. Like, everyone wants thick hair." And I'm like, "I hate this bushy hair." but now I'm like so grateful that I have like thick hair.
Yeah.
That's how it works. But I am so excited to just like take time to just celebrate you. You know how much I honestly just appreciate you and love you. You've been such like an important part of this membership, of the Root and Rewire membership. And I just want people to know like your story, your heart, and even your mindset, because you are really somebody who came into this membership and went all in. Like, you showed up, you implemented, you leaned into the community. And I feel like everyone's going to get so much value just getting to know you and your heart and even like your mindset of even being in this program. So I'm excited. Let's go way back. Like, before you even joined the membership, where were you at with your relationship with food? Like, how long were you struggling with binging for? Have you been on multiple diets? Like, kind of take us way back before you even joined the membership.
Yeah, so I've actually, with my membership coming to an end over this past weekend, is the last couple of 2 or 3 weeks I've been putting a lot of thought into the past 6 months that I've been here. And I've been thinking about what got me into this binging. Like, what was it? Because my parents never ever shamed me. I have an 1 year older sister. She's phenomenal. My mom is excellent. They've always been there for me. I was never bullied. I was never body shamed. So what was it? What dragged me here? And the thing is, I was never the popular girl. I had a few friends, but I wasn't invited to the birthday parties. I wasn't the top pick in gym class, even though I've always been athletic. I've been into soccer. I love running. Always, always, always. But I just wasn't the popular one. I wasn't the one that people gravitated towards in the sense of, you know, I'm going to go tell her the gossip or whatever it was. I was never involved in any of that. So that led me into a world where I imagined it, I was the popular girl. So it was all in my head. I was the girl the boys wanted. I was the girl that, you know, got invited to all the birthday parties. I was the one where the boys were like, "I want to dance with her at the dance," like, you know, at the dance and all of that. And so that just led me into a world where my self-esteem was destroyed. And when I think back on it, I really think that was my biggest issue. It had to do with my self-esteem. Mind you, I had boyfriends. I had boyfriends. The thing is, though, I was always, "Why do you like me?" Like, it was always a question. And then I became extremely clingy. And no surprise, I was the one, you know, that was always broken up with. And then it was back to that cycle. Well, why wouldn't they break up with me? My self-esteem is so low. And it just was like this vicious, 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 vicious cycle that I had got into. And that led me to food. Yeah. Because food was always there for me. Food comforted me. food didn't judge me, food didn't neglect me and didn't want to be around me. And then that's where it started. The secret eating started. That's where, you know, I would pretend to have healthy lunches, but I couldn't wait to go home and start like shoving my face with anything I found. And I really think that's where everything really, really started for me. And that was a good 20 plus years ago. And those bad habits have stuck. Regardless of what I've ever gone through, food was always there for me. And I think that's really how I started. It wasn't even about, for me, it wasn't even about body image. Because like I said, I mean, listen, I'm a short little girl. I'm only 5 feet tall. But when I got married 21 years ago, I was 115 pounds. And I was always muscular.
Yeah.
So it had nothing to do with body image for me. It was my low self-esteem. That's what drew me into binging.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. And it's, you know, it's so interesting how the struggles with food can be the same, but how people start this cycle, it can be so different from person to person. And we talk a lot about like self-love and believing in yourself and believing in your worth. And it's true. Like when you don't have self-esteem, it's like, well, what's the point of like even eating healthy? Like I'm probably just gonna binge anyways, or like, you know, this boy's not even gonna like me, or like, you know, I'm probably not gonna look good in this outfit anyways. And it's like the one thing that you can't control other people liking you, but you can control is, you know, your food, you know?
Absolutely. Were
you a restrictor? Like, I feel like, I don't really know your background story, but like, were you on these diets? Like, what did that even look like? Like once you,
Listen, I don't have enough willpower to restrict. Like I didn't have willpower to restrict not eating for hours and hours and hours on end. So I wasn't a restrictor. I really, really wasn't. I was very much, I ate everything, but I absolutely have no control.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with me is that I'm very, I'll start tomorrow. Black and white, all or nothing, I will start tomorrow. And it's been 20 plus years. I'll start tomorrow. And I can't. I never start tomorrow.
Yeah.
It never happened.
Yeah. And it's so interesting you shared that, because it's like either some people are crazily restrictive, which leads into the binges, or some people it's like, you can't tell me that I'm just going to eat broccoli and chicken all day. Like, I'm not doing that shit. Like, there's just no freaking way, you know? So when did you recognize that this was unhealthy? Like, when did you start to recognize your unhealthy relationship with food? I know you struggled with it for 20 years, but some people it takes, you know, 15 years to realize like, oh, like, whoa, this is not normal. Like, it's common, but it's not normal. When was that moment for you?
I think it was when I was pregnant. And the reason I say that is because I remember eating a full bag of potato chips, the whole bag, and like the whole four Oreo ice cream sandwiches all in one sitting. And I would say, well, I'm pregnant, let's be, like, you know, and I would blame it on that, right? And plus I married into an Italian family, and my mother-in-law, it's all about the food, and she was like, let's
Italian.
Yeah. So, and I realized then that something was not normal. But also I have to say, my husband is so disciplined with the way he eats. And he was like, no, this is not normal. And I'm like, let me be, I'm pregnant, you know? Mm-hmm. And I realized it after that because that's not normal. Right. Before, when I used to do it secretly, there was nobody who saw me. So nobody's looked at me and said, you've got an issue here, right? Because for me, it was a coping mechanism. That's how I coped.
Totally. Yeah. And it's like, well, you know, maybe other people drink. So like, yeah, my thing is food. Or maybe other people turn to drugs or like alcohol or whatever it is. Like, my thing is food, you know? So you have this realization when you're pregnant. And, you know, obviously time has passed. And then you found me and you joined the membership. What was like the turning point? Like, what was that moment for you where you were like, I am going to get support? Like, were you thinking about it for a while? Were you like kind of like, I want to hear kind of like the story of like what made you actually want to take that step?
So you need to know that I was pregnant 18 and 17 years ago. So it's a long time ago. But the thing is, with the kids being small, I'm a nurse, I'm working shift work. There's no time for me. When did I say, oh my goodness, like I gotta take this thing under a coach? It was actually a few years ago when the kids don't need me that much. It was a few years ago. And I've actually, Lorna, I've been seeking help for years. I've gone from program to program to program to program. I've worked with another coach in the past. I've been in another community in the past. But the thing with me is I have no consistency. So I was trying this program and I was trying that program, but nothing stuck. How you came about in my life was I discovered TikTok in the fall of last year, and there was one post that you had put, and the post that really struck me is the first one I saw. It's you're in your living room and you're sitting down and you're pretending to be in front of a doctor, and the doctor's not listening to you. So you go to a therapist, the therapist's not listening to you. And when I saw that, it wasn't the usual thing about, oh, you're binging, you got to do this, you got to do that. It was no one's listening. Nobody is listening to her. And I felt like this is different. I said, oh my. And that was in the end of September, beginning of October. So I would listen to your lives. I would ask you questions. You would answer my questions. You were so interactive. And then in the end of October, when you announced your membership, what was really interesting about that is a few days before, I had come across a post that says something about a community and you need a community. And I knew you were, and I said to myself, if Lorna even mentions she's getting a community, I am in. And so I joined. I was like super excited when you said community, I was in, right? And then I thought to myself, okay, this is the initial excitement. I always get like this. And I said, you know what? Let me try it out. Let me just try this out. Worst comes to worst, it's only 6 months. It's only 6 months. But Lorna, it's been quite a 6 months.
And we're gonna get into
Oh,
that.
my.
We're gonna get into that, but I actually want to first ask you. You've done so many different programs in the past. Were they binge eating specific, or were they like diet programs?
Ooh, that's a good question. One of them was actually binge eating. With one of the coaches with the community, it was actually a binge eating. And if you want me to go into what was different between that one and yours, I could do it now. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
because I'm
So
like,
the
okay,
diff
you've tried so many different things
Yeah,
and then
I
you
did.
joined the membership and everything changed for you. So like, what was different?
What was different was the way you approach it. So I'll give you an example. So the other community membership I was in, the tools were things like, okay, you go to a restaurant, you cut your meal in half, you get a to-go box, and then you eat that half. You have a very different approach. Eat until you're satisfied. And then put it in the box, whatever's left over. So the other way it was, oh my goodness, from the get-go, it was like, I can't have that. And it was that type of thing. It wasn't something necessarily, the tools over there were not tools that were going to be something that I would be like, I'm no longer going to think about this food anymore. And there was a lot of tracking with the other one. There was a lot of weighing. There was a lot of like weighing. I'm talking about body weighing and food weighing and food tracking. There was a lot of that. Whereas you were the complete opposite. You were like, get rid of that. So yeah, there was. So I knew when I saw you sit there going from one therapist to doctor and being like, no one's listening to me, I knew it. I knew it. And like I told you, I said, you know what? Worst comes to worst is 6 months. It's 6 months.
And now your life has changed. You're just crazy. But
Oh my.
I think also, like, for a lot of people even listening, it's like, it's so easy to be like, I've tried so many different things. Like, this probably isn't going to work. But of course, when you've done a program where you have to weigh yourself daily or you have to watch your portions, it's like, that's not what's required to stop binge eating. You have to rewire your brain. You have to get rid of your urges. You got to change the way you're thinking about food. And it's like, I feel so bad for people who try all these different programs and they're like, I'm not consistent. Nothing's working, but it's not you. It's not them. It's the approach.
You know, Lorna, another example is, and it came up in one of our Q&As when I asked you the question, and one of the other examples were that if I'm having, let's say, 10 cookies a night, and the other, you remember this question? So, and then the other program was, well, have 8 cookies, and then the next day I have 6 cookies. And that was a question I had asked you in one of the Q&As, and it came and it stemmed from there. And I had asked you, is this the approach I should be having because I want to start cutting down? And you said, no, you said you should eat to your satisfaction. And, you know, eventually you're going to be able to eat less and be satisfied more.
Yes.
So another example.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the little shifts, but that make the biggest difference, because as soon as there's scarcity of like, you can only have the 2 cookies, it's like, you're going to want to binge on 7, you know, like I just know. Okay. So let's dive into like what the heck and bob has happened over these past 6 months. Like first of all, what are some wins? What are the biggest shifts? Like, I want to celebrate you. Go all in. Let's freaking go.
The first win for me actually came not long after I joined your membership. Well, first of all, you kept saying, celebrate all your wins. But I remember my first win was, we had joined on the Friday. The Saturday morning, my first win was, I'm going out to an all-you-can-eat sushi with my family. That was my first win. Fantastic. But what happened was that, you know, on Slack, what happened was that, you know, everybody was posting their wins and like, you know, and eventually, like as time went on, maybe like 2-3 weeks into it, some people were like, oh, you know what? I haven't binged for a few days. And I wasn't having that. Back then, I was like, I didn't realize everybody came in here at a different moment in their life. Like, you know, some of them had been with your program in the past. I hadn't. But at the time, I didn't see that. So again, I was like, oh, here we go again. Another failure, whatever. But, you know, so I wasn't very confident when I first started, because seeing other people, you know, not binge, and here I was binging, didn't make me feel the greatest at all. But, you know, okay, let's just continue with this because, you know, we're going to do this. So what happened was that there was one of the members, and she's from, I'm going to go ahead and she's 3 hours behind us. I'm in Eastern Standard Time and she's 3 hours behind us. And she had an issue with binging after lunch. I had an issue late afternoon binging. So one day she posted, I really want to give in to my urge. And she had come on to Slack to say, you know, I'm here for accountability. When I went on, I said, you know what? I have the urge to binge. And if you don't binge, I don't binge. So why don't we come back in an hour and see how we're doing? And so we both got back in an hour and neither did I. And this wasn't the one-time occurrence. This happened regularly. It was like a day after day after day. And then I would go on Slack and I'd be like, oof, I really need to, like, I have this urge, I have this urge. And then somebody else would tag on and say, well, if you don't, then I don't. And it just, I was like, oh, and that was my first win. That not giving into the urge was my first win. It was great, but I was still binging.
Yeah.
So it was like, I was happy about it, but I was still binging.
Yeah.
So then came your, a month later, because you do your master classes, came the master class in November, which was right before Thanksgiving, US Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it was a 3-day masterclass. And there were two things in that masterclass that stood out to me. And I know one of them stood out a lot to a lot of people. And it was food is not the event, food is at the event. So that stood out. But the other thing that stood out with me to me was when you kept repeating, you need to be kind and gentle with yourself. You need to be kind. And this was on the 3rd day. What if you overeat during Thanksgiving? So I said, okay, I got to be kind. I got to be gentle. But I was like, how am I supposed to be kind and gentle to myself? Like I've been binging nonstop. Like, it doesn't make sense. How do you want me to be kind and gentle to myself? And Lorna, I was angry. When I say angry, I had a lot of anger towards myself. I had a lot of anger with my mind. I was furious with myself. I was furious, Lorna, because my mind, who is supposed to protect me, drag me down this horrendous path for 20 plus years. My mind, instead of telling me, no, Nora, you don't need to eat that, said, Nora, eat it. Those comforting words, Nora, eat, you're going to feel better. And that's all my mind did to me. And I was furious. I went on Slack and I wrote about that frustration. And the responses I got were, you gotta, you know, try and be kinder to yourself because you're really angry right now. Like, just think about it in a different way. And I said, there are those two words again, kind and gentle.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you want me to do this? And Lorna, I knew exactly what I needed to do. I took my dog for a walk. Headphones on my ears, because music has always been therapy for me. I walked down to the river next to my house. I walked there. I sat on a bench, one of those swinging benches. And for the first time, Lorna, I forgave myself. I forgave myself for the years that I put what I put my body through. My body, who has been amazing to me. It's given me two kids. It's allowed me to do all kinds of things. Like, I'm able to just do anything I want. And I just abused it. I forgave myself for all those events, because you had said, you know, you got it, like, make memories during these events. I forgave myself for all the times that I didn't enjoy the moment. Instead, all I thought about is food and food and food. I forgave myself for mistreating my husband, who's phenomenal. How many times did I, like, brush him off and say, I don't want to come with you to the store. I'm staying home. I would shoo him away so I would eat. I forgave myself. I cried and I cried. And with every tear that came out of me, Lorna, I felt free in my heart, in my mind. I felt I wasn't chained anymore. I was not chained. I felt ready. And I knew now I had space. I had space to heal. I came back home, went back on Slack, and again posted about what I had just done. And it was so different. And the same song I listened to walking towards the river crying is the same song I listened to coming back with a smile. And that was my win number two. And that completely changed me, because from then on, every masterclass you gave, I was able to hear your words and I wasn't just listening anymore.
Yes.
And that's when everything started to change. Everything. Because your next masterclass was the self-belief masterclass.
Yeah.
The timing was unbelievable for me, because that's what I needed. And that's what, and I never understood. And I remember saying this to you a couple of weeks back when we were having that celebration call. And I said, that was the class that did it for me. And I never understood why. But when I was thinking back a few weeks ago, that's what I was lacking. this entire time, all these years, was self-belief, self-esteem, self-love. And that's what I was missing. And that's why that masterclass, when I started implementing it because I was ready, changed me.
What you just shared, I like chilled. Like, what you just shared is so beautiful, because how many people would say, oh, I see other people binging, this probably isn't going to work for me, I'm out. Oh, I'm so frustrated. How do I even be kind and compassionate? I'm still binging. Yeah, you know what? I'm out. And you chose to sit with yourself and be like, I like, there's something that I need to work on. And I need to work on my self-belief. And I'm not going to let this be another failure. Like, you came into this and you're like, I'm going to make it work. Like, I am going to make it work. And how many people don't take the time to sit down, to have awareness, to even reflect? Like, that is so huge. And self-belief, it's like, everyone knows the tool. Like, a lot of people know what to do. Like, everyone knows, don't give in to your urges. Everyone knows, you know, got to release your food rules. Everyone knows, like, be kind to yourself. But like you said, the missing thing is belief. If you don't believe that you can do it, or you don't believe that you're worthy of it, it's like, it's going to be hard to change.
For sure. And that's another difference, because in the past with the other programs I was in and I would try, it was always these affirmations. I'm no longer a binger, you know, and it was like, I'm like amazing. And these affirmations, look in the mirror, say all these things, eventually it's going to hit you. And you just took that and you flipped it all the way around. And I started, and you know, when I started with that whole action, evidence, self-belief, when I started with it, it was setting a timer for 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, after I had the urge, I still ate, but mm-hmm. I waited 5 minutes. So that's great, yeah. You know, and it just moved on and on and on. And then I realized, you know what? What am I going to do in between this time where I have this pause? And that's where I started future pacing and mm-hmm. started doing your limited belief, you know, and then I was meditating during that time. And then I couldn't believe it. Some days, you know, I just didn't think about the urge anymore. Other days I still did. And, you know, and if I did, well, I just gave into it because, you know, I mean, I did the work and I figured, let me just, you know, give into it because, I mean, I did the work. I know eventually I won't, but yeah. For now, I felt like maybe I have to. Yeah. So I did. And then I realized while thinking about it, I said, well, and then that's when you separate between the urges, if it's emotional, if it's habitual. And I was very habitual.
Yeah.
And my habits were late afternoon after coming home from work and late evenings. Said, okay, well, then what am I going to do now? And I said, you know what? I said, I only work twice a day during the day. And so I would be home for 4 and we'd have supper at 6. And I said, well, why don't I just do my grocery shopping? One day I'll go to Costco. One day I'll go to a grocery store. And so it started like that. And it was like, oh, you know, this is working out really, really well. And I never even bothered with like the snacks at Costco because it just didn't interest me, because now I knew I need to be satisfied.
Yes.
Everything. And the one for the evening was, I realized at one point I would stay on my couch all by myself while my husband had gone to bed. This man who adores me has gone to bed, and here I am on the couch alone, stuffing my face. I said, no. So I said, you know what? I haven't read for a while and I really like books. So I said, I went to a library, I got books, I bought a neck lamp, and I would read and he would snuggle up to me. And it was nice. It was really nice because that meant so much.
Yeah.
And then other nights I'd be like, I wouldn't always read. Sometimes I'd be on my phone, but then I discovered I sleep so much better if I've read and not on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I'd doing those over and over. And it's exactly what you say, repetition.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Repetition.
But you're somebody who was willing to do the repetition because, like, yeah, to rewire your brain, it's repetition. It's repetition, repetition. But again, how easy is it to be like, I did it once. Why am I not binge free yet? And I'm like, you've done it once. Like, you've got to do it over and over and over and over again. And you are somebody, it's funny how you said, like, you used to never be consistent because all I see you, I only see you as somebody who's consistent.
Because I'm enjoying doing this. I never found enjoyment before. I enjoy being next to my husband and reading, and he's next to me. I enjoy, you know, I like, even, you know what? And when my next shift in mindset actually came, when it was another Q&A, and I had told you I love habit apps and I love checking off my boxes. Like, I adore it. And I was like, but I felt like a failure because, you know, I mean, all these ridiculous things I would put on myself, right? I have to work out an hour and a half, and like, and that's on top of going to the gym, and then, you know, the protein every meal, the veggie every meal, the X amount of water, and all of that. And I very rarely checked off all those boxes. So it would make me feel like a failure. And you're like, oh no, you know what you got to do? You got to have a couple of non-negotiables.
Yes.
But I started like that, but my two ended up at 10. And then I was like, oosh, you know? And so I was like, you know what? Lorna gives us so many tools. If that one didn't work for me, there's another one that's going to work for me, you know? So I was like, and then that's when I asked that question. I'm like, what do I do? Because I go from masculine to feminine, and like, I'm just a mess when it comes to this.
Yeah.
And so I, okay. So I said, let me get rid of that. And the first thing I did is got rid of the habit apps, because the same way I got rid of the lose it app,
Yeah.
because all it made me feel is horrible. And
Yeah.
I didn't want to feel that way anymore, because I had a taste of what it feels to enjoy the process.
Yes. Yes. That's so important. And then, like, you even just spending like quality time with your partner instead of being like, oh, I'm just gonna like stuff myself and, you know, continue to eat. Like, finding freedom is so much more than just like not having food guilt and no longer binging. It's like you're like having this quality time with your partner, like you're getting better quality sleep, like you're just treating your body so much better. And that is freedom. Like, that is true freedom in life with food. Like, that's freedom.
You know, and it was also another thing that you had said when I was able to get rid of these check boxes, where you said, well, just do an odd number, like, you know, like just do like a 23 minute walk.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. But I was somebody so used to doing an hour and a half. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Because I, you know, that all or nothing mentality is still there. Like, I still have to work on that. But not with food, though. It's not it's not my eating habits anymore. Like, let's say this exercise thing. And so what I would do is I would walk 9 minutes. Like, I took it to the other
Yeah,
extreme.
yeah, yeah.
You know? And so sometimes it would be 12 minutes, you know? And it's so funny because I have so much more joy walking 13 minutes with my family than I did an hour and a half at, you know, with my heart rate up in the green zone or the orange zone or whatever zone it is. I think I have so much more enjoyment, just like a small walk with my family.
Yeah.
It's so much more joyful for me.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this so much. You honestly have always, like, every single Q&A call that we did or every single masterclass, I feel like you take the information and you don't think about it. You don't sit on it. You're like, Lorna, I have this question. And you've always asked, by the way, like the best freaking questions ever. I'm like, she literally comes prepared. She knows what she needs to ask. But then you go and implement it. Like you were just so ready to change your life. And have you always like been that way? Like, I know maybe not with food, but like, have you always been like an action taker in your life, like a go-getter? Because I feel like whatever you did in this program, like you were just showing up.
Absolutely not. I am a bedside nurse who's been given so many opportunities, so many, and I've refused them all. All of them. I've refused them all. All of them. No, absolutely not. I'm somebody who has a hard time with change. I am, you know, I am definitely not a go-getter. No, I don't think I am at all, at all, at all. But There's just, like I said, I am somebody who enjoys. I like to enjoy life. And when it's like as if you unleashed me with your program, and I just can't get enough of it. And so the things I've done in the past 6 months are things I've not haven't done for years. And I'm not just talking about food wise. I'm talking about, I mean, like I've mentioned it before, how I went to my holiday party. I haven't gone to my holiday party in 19 years, like at all, and I've done this call. Oh my goodness. What? There's no way I would have done this call. That's no way. Can I just mention one more mindset shift? Because it was another really big one.
Yes.
And it was the when you said I ask interesting questions, the reason why I was able to ask you those questions is because I would take one thing you had said in your master class and I would try and do that one thing that stuck out to me. And
Yes.
I would notice there was a lot of trial and error. And I would notice that I'm doing this, but I'm feeling a certain way. Oh, I go, I better ask Lorna this question, but I would only focus on one thing. And what happened after the self-belief class was that I noticed I wasn't binging anymore at all. And it felt weird. Like it felt wrong. It felt something really not right because you have no idea how much I wanted to binge just so I could feel comfortable again.
Yes.
So I asked you that question and I said, it's freaking me out. I said, I feel so uncomfortable. I'm petrified. I don't know what to do. I've never felt like this. And you told me to replace fear with excitement. And because I'm all or nothing, excitement was just everywhere. Like I got excited for everything. Like even the littlest wins that I had from the past became blown up. They were
Yeah.
massive. All the wins were massive.
Yeah.
That changed. Yeah.
See, it's like this is why I wanted to include like the Q&As even in the membership, because it's like you learn the tools, but then there are certain things that are going to be like you're going to have a question about, okay, like you said to do this, but I tried it, but like, there's fear, or like, should I be doing this, or should I be having X amount of Oreos, or like, and that there's so many, like, there still needs to be customization there, there still needs to be clarity there. So that's why we have those Q&As, and
And
I,
because I've learned from the others' questions, some of the questions that were asked, I never thought of it. And I've implemented those. I never thought of those questions. Great, great on those Q&As. Great questions.
yeah, they're so valuable. So as we wrap up, like, what is your life looking like now? Like, you went from literally 20 years of like binging out of control. Like, what is your life like now?
My life is really happy. My life is really happy, Lorna. I've always been somebody who saw the glass half full. I've always been like that. Always, 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 always. But now, but when I was binging, I felt like I was leading a double life. Nobody knew that about me. Nobody. And as I've progressed now in the past 6 months, and I've started telling people, they said, what? You? Like they never thought. And I would wake up every morning and I would feel like I'm leading a double life. And it made me miserable. I was absolutely miserable. And I don't wake up that way anymore. First of all, I have great sleep. Second of all, my connection to my kids and my husband, that has all improved. I've noticed that I've started telling certain people about, these past, like what I've dealt with in this past years and years and years. And what I found really, really interesting, Lorna, is that the tools that you teach are not only for binge eating. You could take those tools and you could apply them to so many different aspects of your life. So many. And I have to tell you, I have phenomenal friends too. Like I'm very, very blessed, very well surrounded,
Yeah.
but the thing is, Lorna, that no matter how much they would say to me, oh, you know, Nora, you have, you know, you're so, you have a heart of soul. Oh, like you're just, oh my goodness, you're so kind and you're so this and you're so that. I needed to be with people who thought like me. And I cannot leave this call without speaking about the members in your membership. I just can't. And I have to say thank you to each and every one of them because they carried me so far every time I fell, and I fell a lot. And what I love about your membership, Laura and I, and that community is that it was happening in real time because you have members that are in Europe. So when I'm in the middle of the night, when I can't sleep and I'm not feeling great and I'm writing, it's morning for them and they're answering me back.
Yes.
They're answering me back. And I'm telling you that they're the most empathetic, caring group I've ever been part of. So much so that I'm in your 21-day healing body image struggle. And I mentioned something last week. And what I had mentioned last week was about 5 years ago, I won an award. It was a Nurse of the Year award. And that is voted on by my peers. So doctors, nurses, you know, like administration, everybody. And we're 150 nurses. And I won that award. I never went to that holiday party. And I was told after, I was told, Nora, you had to hear the cheering when your name was called. And I never paid any attention to it. I was like, okay, whatever. Like, there's no value to me. Like, forget that. But last week, the body image class, I pulled out the, because what you get is like, you get a bottle of wine and you get money. And what I did is that I bought a charm for my Pandora because I wanted to remember that moment, but I rarely wear it. Since last week, it has been on my wrist because you're right. You're more than your body image. And it was, and I remember, and I wrote it on Slack and I wrote something like, I'm a person who's integral, kind, loyal. These are all qualities that I give to other people, but I don't realize that I have them as well. Yeah. And your membership and the ladies in your membership and your community have changed me so much. So I've bought a charm, which is going to come today. And that charm, and I don't know, I'm sure nobody's really noticed, but when I give hearts out, I always give the two hearts, the two pink ones,
yeah,
because I always felt I was never alone. And that's why there were always two hearts when I would give them out, because no one ever left me alone. And I wanted them to know that they are not alone. So if you've noticed later on towards the membership, my hearts became the heart with the bandage around it because I felt I was healed. So that's how that started. And if you've noticed, my last few posts have a white heart on it because I felt so clean. I'm ready. And so the charm that I bought is a flower with multiple white petals on it, which resemble hearts. And the middle of it is a pink diamond because we're all diamonds. And you know what? You're right. Diet culture has destroyed us. It's been so savage to us. Yeah. It really has, because none of us are failures. We're all phenomenal. And I just wish everybody would see that in themselves because they're so special. And I'm going to have that charm. It's going to be on my wrist because every time I want to look at that, because all of you, including you, Lorna, are so special to me because you are the reason that I could have happiness now.
Okay, you're going to make me cry. Oh my gosh, like your story, the intentionality that you have, Nora, is next level. You are so intentional. You have the biggest heart. You need to send me a picture of you wearing this charm so I can just like look at it on a daily basis and like just
Absolutely.
Remember. It's like your story
is so beautiful. And I know that you love the community, but the community has nothing but good things to say about you because you were such a huge, important, vital aspect to this community. This community wouldn't have been the same without you. You made this community. You made this community, and we're just so grateful for you.
And like I told you, you know what? I'm gonna still be there with your Facebook group. I'm in your 21 Days to Struggle. And like I was telling you, right now, I feel like I still have work to be done. You know what? I'm learning how to put boundaries for myself and for the people around me. I still have work to be done. But right now, I just feel like I want to coast. I'm soaring and I just want to live in this, you know, and I just love it. And honestly, you, the community, the women, I would not be where I am. I don't understand how in 6 months I could change this much when I've tried so long. And if anybody is ever thinking of even joining, listen, I've been trying to do it alone for years and years and years. And even though, Lorna, you know, people could listen to your podcast and people could listen to your lives and you could, you know, give out those tools and everything. And you could implement those tools, but without the women in the community to support you.
Yeah.
No, like that was the missing link. That was my missing link. That was it.
Yeah. And you knew that from the beginning because you saw when I made that post about community, you're like, I need to be part of the community, you know?
It had to have been a sign. It had to have been.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense. Like everything, the way it flowed.
Yes.
Like I never knew the self-belief one. I never knew self-love. Oh my goodness. When you open up a box of like self-love and you feel it, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And everybody in this community deserves it. Everybody. And there's not one, and you say it all the time, everybody will reach it because everybody's putting in their work.
Yes.
Everybody. Sometimes, you know, it's going to take longer for certain people. Some people it's going to be, you know, it's going to get there faster. But don't ever give up. It's going to happen.
Imagine.
So love and support.
Imagine if you gave up after seeing everyone, oh, look, I'm not binging and I'm not, and you decided to give up. I always say it, the people that conquer are simply the people who just keep going, stay plugged into the community and don't give up. And that's exactly what you did time and time and time and time again.
Yeah.
For everyone listening, like Nora did not think that she would be here 6 months ago. But because she took that step, because she joined the membership, her life has completely transformed. You know, so let this be the evidence that you need that you can transform your relationship with food 180 degrees.
Absolutely. Because well, I never thought it would happen for me.
I know. And it's so easy to say everyone else can except for me, you know, but you showed up. You put in the work, you stay committed. And I have nothing but love for you. I love you so much. Like you are literally incredible. And I will keep telling you that, but you're just an amazing human being. And I'm so glad that you believed in this membership. You took that leap of faith because you deserve this freedom that you now get to experience. So I'm excited for what's to come. Definitely keep updated. I always love to see wins. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lorna.
Have a good day. Bye. Bye.